News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Terrorists shot dead two non-local labourers and injured another on Sunday in Kulgam district of Jammu and Kashmir, the latest in the series of attacks targeting civilians. Terrorists fired indiscriminately upon non-local labourers at Wanpo area of Kulgam. In this terror incident, two non-locals were killed and one injured, Kashmir Zone Police said on its Twitter handle. It said police and security forces have cordoned off the area. According to officials, the militants barged into the rented accommodation of the labourers and fired on them indiscriminately. This is the third attack on non-local labourers in less than 24 hours. A street vendor from Bihar and a carpenter from Uttar Pradesh were shot dead by the ultras on Saturday evening. Amid the spate of civilian killings, Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha had on Sunday vowed to avenge every drop of their blood by hunting down terrorists and their sympathizers. Sinha said attempts are being made to disrupt the peace and socio-economic progress of Jammu and Kashmir and individual growth of the people. He reiterated the commitment to the fast-paced development of the Union Territory. I pay my heartfelt tributes to the martyr civilians and condolences to the bereaved families. We will hunt down terrorists, their sympathizers, and avenge every drop of innocent civilians' blood, Sinha said in his monthly radio program, Awam Ki Awaz. BJP state spokesman Altaf Thakur, while condemning the killing, said it was nothing but pure genocide. The gruesome murder of non-locals is nothing but inhuman and shows the frustration of militants, he said. As many as 23 people died in Kerala as floods triggered by heavy rains and landslides in hilly areas of several districts wreaked havoc in the state. 14 deaths were reported from Kottayam district and 8 from Idukki. In another incident, a child drowned in Kozhikode. State Revenue Minister K. Rajan had earlier said rescue workers had recovered bodies from the debris and slush of the landslides that had hit various places of Idukki and Kottayam districts on Saturday. Idukki District Collector Shiva George told PTI the search was on for missing persons. Officials had earlier recovered the bodies of three children buried under slush after intense rescue efforts. The children aged 8, 7 and 4 were found holding each other, they said. At Kuttikal in Kottayam district, a family of six, including a 40-year-old man, his 75-year-old mother, 35-year-old wife and three girl children aged 14, 12 and 10 years, were killed as their house was swept away in the landslide. Earlier, an army team had arrived at the flooded sites and launched a search operation for the missing persons. Few people are still stranded as per local sources. Presently no rains, however heavily overcast. Madras Regiment from Pangore Military Station commenced the rescue operation at Kavali village, 4 kilometers away from Kuttikal, Kottayam district, a defense spokesperson said. A Navy chopper reached the affected areas with relief materials. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Sunday spoke to Chief Minister Pinaray Vijayan to assess the situation and said authorities were working on the ground to assist the injured. Spoke to Kerala CM Sri Pinaray Vijayan and discussed the situation in the wake of heavy rains and landslides in Kerala. Authorities are working on the ground to assist the injured and affected. I pray for everyone's safety and well-being, Modi said in a tweet. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also assured all help to the people of Kerala. He said in a tweet that the government was continuously monitoring the situation in parts of Kerala in the wake of heavy rainfall and flooding. The central government will provide all possible support to help people in need. NDRF teams have already been sent to assist the rescue operations, praying for everyone's safety, Shah said. In its forecast, the India Meteorological Department said that the low-pressure area over Southeast Arabian Sea and adjoining Kerala has become less marked and now seen as a trough from South Interior Karnataka to South Tamil Nadu at lower levels. Under its influence, isolated heavy rainfall very likely over Kerala on 17th October 2021 and significant reduction thereafter, it said. Thereafter, a fresh spell of easterly wave is likely to affect South Peninsula India from October 20 and cause fairly widespread rainfall, with isolated heavy falls likely over Kerala from October 20 and expected to continue for subsequent 3 to 4 days, it added. Haryana police on Sunday said cricketer Yuvraj Singh was arrested and released on bail in an alleged casteist remarks case in compliance with a high court order. Singh was accused of making casteist remarks against another cricketer during an Instagram chat last year. Superintendent of Police Hansi Neetika Gehlot said over the phone, "We only made a formal arrest and he was released on bail in compliance of the orders of the Punjab and Haryana High Court. Yuvraj Singh came to Hansi on Saturday and we made a formal arrest. He was released on bail bond after a few hours," DSP Hansi Vinod Shankar said. While noting that the Haryana police is seeking only Singh's formal arrest in the case, the High Court had last week directed that upon joining the probe with the investigating officer, if the cricketer is arrested, he would be released on interim bail upon furnishing bail and surety bonds. The High Court was listening to a plea by the cricketer seeking quashing of an FIR filed against him earlier this year under sections of the IPC and the SCST Prevention of Atrocities Act based on a complaint by lawyer Rajat Kalsan at the Hansi police station in Hisar. Kalsan had filed the police complaint last year alleging that Singh's comment had hurt the sentiments of the Dalit community and a large number of people had watched the video on social media. Expressing regret over the comment, Singh had earlier tweeted, "I understand that while I was having a conversation with my friends, I was misunderstood, which was unwarranted. However, as a responsible Indian, I want to say that if I've unintentionally hurt anybody's sentiments or feelings, I would like to express regret for the same." In a first-of-its-kind move, India is likely to host a meet of national security advisers in New Delhi next month to discuss the Afghanistan situation after the country's takeover by the Taliban. China and Pakistan are among the invitees, ANI reported. The meet is likely to be held on November 10 and 11. NSAs of Russia, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan have also been invited to the meet. Pakistani NSA Moeed Yusuf has been invited, and if he participates, it will be his first visit to India as the Pakistan NSA. NSA Ajit Dobhal and Yusuf had attended the Shanghai Cooperation Organization's meet in Dushanbe held in June this year, but the two didn't hold any bilateral talks at the time. India will meanwhile participate in the meeting to be hosted by Russia involving the Taliban on October 20. A Taliban delegation has already confirmed that they will attend the meet for the Moscow format talks on Afghanistan. The Moscow talks also involved China, Pakistan and Iran. While India's first formal contact with the Taliban was in Doha on August 31, the Moscow format will enable the first formal contact between New Delhi and the interim Taliban government in Kabul. Terrorism, humanitarian aid and recognition of the Taliban regime are likely to top the agenda at the meet. Reports say the possible November meet in New Delhi is India's effort to establish itself as a key stakeholder and play a crucial role in shaping up Afghanistan's future. Over the last 2 months, India has been engaging with various other stakeholders on the Afghanistan situation. It had in September held the first bilateral meeting with Russian NSA Nikolai Petrushev, during which the two sides decided to boost coordination to combat terror in Afghanistan through improved cooperation between the country's various security agencies. A Soyuz space capsule carrying a cosmonaut and two Russian filmmakers has landed after a 3.5-hour trip from the International Space Station. The capsule, descending under a red and white striped parachute after entering Earth's atmosphere, landed upright in the steppes of Kazakhstan on schedule at 04:35 GMT on Sunday, with Oleg Novitsky, Yulia Perisild and Klim Shipenko aboard. Actress Perisild and film director Shipenko rocketed to the space station on October 5 for a 12-day stint to film segments of a movie titled Challenge, in which a surgeon played by Perisild rushes to the space station to save a crew member who needs an urgent operation in orbit. Novitsky, who spent more than 6 months aboard the space station, is to star as the alien cosmonaut in the movie. After the landing, which sent plumes of dust flying high in the air, ground crews extracted the three space flyers from the capsule and placed them in seats set up nearby as they adjusted to the pull of gravity. They were then taken to a medical tent for examination. All appeared healthy and cheerful. Paracel smiled and held a large bouquet of white flowers as journalists clustered around her. But, she said, she also felt a touch of melancholy. "I'm feeling a bit sad today. It seemed that 12 days would be a lot, but I did not want to leave when everything was over," Paracel said on state TV. The transfer to the medical tent was delayed for about 10 minutes while crews filmed several takes of Paracel and Novitsky in their seats, which are to be included in the movie. More scenes remain to be shot on Earth for the film, whose release date is uncertain. 7 astronauts remain aboard the space station: Russia's Anton Skaplerov and Pyotr Dubrov, Americans Mark VandeHei, Shane Kimbrough and Megan MacArthur, Thomas Pesquet of the European Space Agency, and Japan's Aki Hoshide. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe, and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.